There have been many legal and political battles over developing Lake Tahoe, and reaction there to yesterday's Supreme Court ruling is mixed. Environmentalists and land use planners are pleased. Some property owners and realtors are disappointed. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
For some, yesterday's Supreme Court decision means that the agency charged with regulating growth and development around Lake Tahoe is now free to do its work. John Marshall, counsel for the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency, says he's encouraged because the court's decision ends an 18-year-long legal battle.
It allows us to unshackle ourselves from the past and maximize all our resources to protect and preserve Lake Tahoe.
But John Bond, the executive vice president of the Incline Village Board of Realtors, said he was shocked by the court's decision to limit property rights.
The short-term impact will be one of uncertainty. If you were interested in buying a parcel at the north end of Lake Tahoe, in the face of this decision, you'd wonder if you should make that purchase because it's uncertain if or when at all you would be able to build a home.
And yet Bond and others say as the two sides battled in courts on the property rights issue, they also found themselves seeking common ground on the central issue facing the region, the clarity of the lake. Mark Twain once described Lake Tahoe as not merely transparent, but dazzlingly, brilliantly so. More than 100 years later, the lake has been losing its clarity, and scientists blame ill-conceived development. Since the early 1990s, environmentalists, business interests, and some property rights advocates began working together to keep Tahoe blue. Rochelle Nason is the executive director of the League to Save Lake Tahoe.
This case finally puts to rest some of the old disputes that date from the early 1980s. In recent years, it's been recognized up here that the economic future of the area depends more than anything else on the quality of the environment.
Nason says that nurturing the movement towards collaboration rather than conflict is an ongoing and complex process. Lee Fitzpatrick agrees. He's the communications director for the Sierra Business Council, a nonprofit group advocating for the economic health of the Sierra Nevada region.
The real trick is going to be finding an honest broker, a disinterested third party, to work effectively with all the different constituencies in the Tahoe Basin and broker decisions that meet the needs of all the different interest groups in the Tahoe Basin.
Several interested parties in the Lake Tahoe region say it's too early to say whether the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency can be that broker. And there is still the stinging defeat for some landowners who have been prevented from developing their properties because they sit on environmentally sensitive lands. Attorney Larry Hoffman, who has championed their cause for the past two decades, issued a statement saying that landowners would have to follow the letter of the law. And yet for other landowners in the Lake Tahoe Basin, there is a silver lining, says Incline Village realtor John Bond.
Like Will Rogers said, they ain't making no more land here. So over time, the value of these parcels will increase.
Bond says if the government wants to restore the land surrounding the lake, it should compensate the owners. On the other hand, he says, it's not in the interest of the landowners to look at a green and dying lake. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.